For 48 hours, Suyin Silvestri, a Filipino native who lives in Kansas City, didn't know if her mother was dead or alive. Her mom lives on the Bantayan Island in the northern town of Mandaguejos. Silvestri saw pictures on TV and heard from Filipino news that winds of up to 155 miles an hour had leveled most of the houses. Her brother lives in the city of Cebu, to the south. He went on a rescue mission to find her mom. Suyin Silvestri was talking to him every half hour until he lost cell phone coverage.
And then finally, it was like Sunday, at the exact time, Sunday, 1:15 in the morning, my brother called.
Silvestri didn't want to pick up the phone, fearing the worst. "You get it," she told her husband. "No," he said, "you need to get it. You just need to be strong."
And I was like, "Okay, I'm ready for the worst. I'm ready for the good news."
Over the hollow cell phone line, her brother spoke quickly, not wasting a moment.
He immediately just right off rushed it and said, "They're all okay.
Relief." But Suyin Silvestri said, "It's awfully hard to be thousands of miles from the people most important to you at a time like this to know so little about their safety and well-being." Her tired face shows it.
It was excruciating, but I just gotta be strong.
It sounds like you were.
I was pretty strong. I even did a TV interview in the midst of all this anxiousness, just because I just wanna share to the people in Kansas City there is an island there in the Philippines that probably needed so much attention because they are so shut down and they're so isolated.
Edward Tumanet, the executive director of the Filipino Association of Greater Kansas City, says people are embracing social media, especially Facebook and Twitter, to seek out information or pass along information about friends and relatives.
There is that sense of helplessness because since a lot of the communication was cut off completely, a lot of people are just trying to find anything they can, whether it's word of mouth or anything.
Last Monday night, leaders of some of the local Filipino groups met to strategize about how best to respond to the disaster. Tumanet says for now, they decided to establish a central fund for monetary donations and a site where people can drop off basic necessities. That's at the Filipino Cultural Center in Overland Park. Jerry Smith is executive director of World Outreach Foundation, founded by a Kansas City Filipino physician. Smith says one of the challenges for local as well as national and international groups is how to sustain interest in the impact of natural disasters after the cameras leave.
It's just human nature that, you know, a big disaster comes up and then it just fades from memory. This is going to be affecting the region for months, if not years. And so that's just one of our challenges, is keeping that awareness there.
Smith says it's too soon to know the full extent of the local Filipino community's response. World Outreach already has moved up the planned medical mission, and collectively the organizations sent boxes of supplies back to the Philippines with a group of Asian lawyers who'd been conventioneering in Kansas City when the typhoon hit. Meanwhile, Suyin Silvestri, relieved to know her mother is alive, has yet to hear her mom's voice. Laura Ziegler, KCUR News.